Hello?
Yes, hello. Good evening. May I please speak to Rosalind James?
This is.
Hi, Ms. James. Good evening. My name is Ricardo. I'm calling you from Wisconsin Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything.
Okay.
I'm just conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you please help me out with a couple of minutes of your time?
What is the topic?
It's about the elections.
Okay. How long will this take?
It's going to be about 7 to 8 minutes, ma'am. All right.
Well, that's a little too long, actually. I'm really sorry. That's like really a fair bit of time, and I just don't have that amount of time right now.
I'll try and make it as brief as possible, ma'am. Ma'am?
Yeah.
If
my husband gets home, I'm going to have to hang up.
Okay, that's fine. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
Definitely will be voting for a president.
Okay. And in the 2020 presidential election, ma'am, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
2020. Which one was that? 3 years ago? Biden.
Okay. All right. And just to be sure we represent everybody, may I ask you a race, ma'am?
White, I guess you could call me.
All right. And your age?
40.
Okay. Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
One of the ones that's in the middle.
Okay, so I have progressive and moderate.
We'll say moderate.
Okay. And thinking about the direction that the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in the country is headed right now?
The way it is right this minute, not so good, but I feel like at least this president cares.
Okay, so would you be satisfied or dissatisfied?
Was there a somewhat satisfied?
It's very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, and very dissatisfied.
Okay, I guess I'll say satisfied.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say that they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. Protecting voting rights and democracy.
Very important. 10.
Okay, thank you. And making college more affordable?
What is the,
I have a 0.
A 3. I'm going to say a 4. 3. Okay. I'm going to say 3.
Okay. Thank you. Banning tobacco products for adults?
That would be, I would say a 7, 6, 6.
Okay. And improving kindergarten through 12th grade education?
I feel like it's pretty okay, so I'm gonna say 3.
Okay. And lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
10.
Okie dokie. Thank you. And do you approve or you disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I think he's doing pretty good.
Okay, so you approve or you somewhat approve?
I approve.
Okay. And I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100.
What was the word? I didn't hear the word. Freeable?
I'm sorry?
What was that word? I couldn't understand the word you were using. Like, you said, I feel very cold and something.
Oh, okay. Favorable. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you
feel... I would say I feel pretty warm and favorable.
Okay, on a 0 from 100.
To Biden?
Yes.
Oh, geez. Okay, that's an interesting scale. I'm going to say 80%.
Okay. And the Food and Drug Administration, or the FDA?
Oh, how it feels towards that organization. Okay, now I'm following. FDA. Is there a no answer?
Well, ma'am, it's just from 0 to 100. Remember, the 100 means that you're very favorable and warm towards them, and a 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. A 50 means that you do not...
I would say 60... Wait, sorry, what was the last thing you were going to say?
A 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold.
Oh, okay, 50.
Okay, thank you. And Republicans in Congress?
Mm-hmm. Oh, them. Well, I feel like they made a good move recently, so I'm going to say 65% favorable.
You said 65, right?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or the FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 on how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all.
Okay.
The first one is removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
Illegal what?
E-vapor products from the market.
Oh. I'm going to say, what was it a scale of again? 1 to 10 or 1 to 5?
0 to 10 is, 0 is not important. 5 is somewhat important. A 10 is the most important.
I'm going to say 6.
6, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And banning different tobacco products for adults.
7.
And reducing opioid abuse.
I don't remember what I said before.
Okay, reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl?
Reducing that, I would say 10.
Okay. And the last one is preventing underage tobacco use.
I would say, I'm going to say like a 9. I think that's pretty important.
Thank you, ma'am. And it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose the ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Do I support the banning of it?
Do you support or you oppose?
I support the banning.
Okay. Do you somewhat oppose?
Wait. Of the ones with nicotine or without?
I'm going to repeat the question, ma'am. It is already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or do you oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I support that.
Do you somewhat support it? You strongly support it?
I would say a 9.
No, this is just strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support. Okay, I'm multitasking.
It's okay, ma'am. It's okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Yeah, I support that.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Yeah, I think I strongly support that.
Thank you. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More benefit.
Much more benefit or somewhat more benefit?
I guess I'll go with somewhat.
Okay.
Only because people might lose their minds if they can't smoke, but they shouldn't smoke.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government? Or are there other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important right now.
Okay. And when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Between harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Which one of these two would you think is a better approach?
That was only two?
Yes. The first one is harm reduction, and the second one is prohibition.
Oh, okay. Let's go with full prohibition.
Okay. And I'd like to read you some of the things that people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The first one is the creation
Ooh,
of...
can you hang on a sec?
Sure.
Are you able to be on hold? Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm back.
Okay, ma'am, not a problem. Okay, let me see, where were we at? Okay, now I would like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And virtually other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned are you about that outcome. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. How concerned are you about
that? Oh, that would be bad.
Are you very
concerned? I guess I'm pretty concerned about that.
Very concerned? Somewhat concerned?
Yeah, I guess I'm pretty concerned about that.
Okay. And loss of tens of thousands of good paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today.
Not concerned about that.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay. And I'm going to read you some of the statements people have made about the potential ban on nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with that statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with that statement, and a 0 means that you do not agree with that statement at all. Now, the first one is prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol, and it also failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on smuggling operation by cartels and organized crimes. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. How do you stand with this statement, ma'am? Do you agree with it, or are you?
I guess I do. Yeah, I kind of. Yep, that's true. That makes sense. I agree.
You strongly agree with it, or you somewhat agree with it?
I strongly agree. The facts are clear.
Okay. And today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. How do you feel about that statement?
I strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. And America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. The disparity between minority and white populations occurs between some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. How do you feel about that?
I would say I'm in the middle of that.
You somewhat agree with
it? Somewhat. Yep.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. We're almost done here. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Do I support a ban? I'll go back on my state, my thing, and I will say I do not support it.
Do you oppose it? You strongly oppose it, or you somewhat oppose it?
I somewhat oppose it.
Okay. And do you support or oppose the ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I somewhat oppose. I somewhat oppose it.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I guess I don't know.
Okay. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision on who to vote for?
No impact.
No impact? Okay. All right, ma'am. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? The first one, beer?
Yes.
Okay. Pipe tobacco?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
Yes.
Soda or a pop?
Yes.
Heat, not burnt tobacco products?
What was that?
Heat, not burnt tobacco products.
heat unburnt, like, are you talking about like vape stuff?
Correct.
No.
Okay. Cigars?
No.
Okay. E-cigarettes?
No.
Coffee?
Yes.
A smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Wine?
Yes.
Cigarettes?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Okay. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, ma'am?
College.
Okay.
A bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. And do you have any mm-hmm. children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No. And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Probably upper middle class.
Thank you. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Rural.
Okay. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Mrs. Roseland. You've been very helpful. I appreciate your time on the survey. You have a blessed evening, ma'am.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yep.